Morning brief, the U.S. stock market, I'm Rich Posse for Critical Point, January 10th, and it's probably about 5-something U.S. Eastern time. So far, the stock market has been rather stable. It's off slightly in the Dow Jones, S&P 500. NASDAQ futures are actually up a bit. NASDAQ showed some strength this week and last week, where they've been beating up the worst in recent months here, so that was rather encouraging. For the S&P 500, the modeling still suggests a chance to see 3960s and higher, but that's a gap zone for the cash. Then we have a moving average coming in just below 4,000, so those are the headwinds, but they could also be the upside targets for now. Now, on the other side of things, yesterday we said we thought we'd see a level 4 top, market ease back yesterday, maybe into today, we've seen that. Now, on a daily chart, looks like a sizable negative reversal. It struck a moving average, so you want to think of yesterday's high as not just a chart high, but also a technical analysis high in the sense that that moving average is there. So that's something they're going to watch for signs that the market can't get above yesterday's high. Is it going to bump its head as it tries to retrace towards that high? Now, downside potential, we think, still limited, at least into the report on January 12th for inflation. After that, it's anything goes. The model favors only a modest setback and still higher later in the month, but we just have to see the data. More importantly, we have to see how the market participants, investors, speculators, and the computers respond to that data, okay? So if by chance there's some sizable downside, then we have to be concerned about the lowest price of this year, any lows late in December of last year, as support levels when the supply will dry up, demand will increase and put the market back up. I was rather encouraged at Goldman Sachs saying maybe they'll back off on their idea of a recession for Europe. And at least for Portugal, where I'm traveling now, I see no signs of a recession, but that's only one country of many. So we'll be looking at that down the road. As far as some of the U.S. data coming in, still looks like the U.S. has strong jobs growth. And even if we were to lose some jobs, it just seems unlikely that we would lose a major amount of jobs. And that still reduces the odds of having a recession, even though some are still saying it can occur. One of the big banks or a big time analyst even come out saying he could see 22% more downside in the U.S. stock market if we go into a recession this year. A lot of people seem to think it's going to be a tough haul all year long to get the stock market moving higher. I'm not in that camp, but I'm also not in the camp of people saying huge explosive up moves. But I do think we're going to have a good bull market year. And we might yet be surprised to see a 20% up move. We also need to see the first quarter, which some believe the first quarters can be quite good. I think they assume a knee-jerk reaction up to about 4,300. Then maybe not so good period of time for the second quarter. So who knows the characteristic of this year, but no change to the model analysis of being long-term bullish. Interest rates are up slightly. They're basically just speculating and preparing for that inflation report. Some of the inflation studies I've seen, yes, probably the government CPI won't come down as fast as I'm projecting, but I think there's a chance it'll look as though there's a greater pace decline. Now, I did see one of the major banks show something like a 0.6% decline on a monthly basis. So they were actually showing negative. We haven't seen negative in a while that I'm aware of. All we're seeing is the positive numbers reducing, meaning we're slowing down the increase in inflation. We get a minus number, that ought to excite the stock market. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.